What a difference a day makes, my friends. That is how we have to walk. Look at our life, what we did yesterday. Look at how maybe we served God or didn't serve God. Did we do any kind of heroic act to praise Him or to evangelize and help people come to His heart? To realize that life is so much easier with Jesus in our corner when we turn to Him humbly and ask Him to help guide and lead our lives? Yeah. That's what we have to do, is look back every day and learn. And then just try to do better the next day. So this morning, got up. I did hit my snooze once. My snooze is only 5 minutes, by the way. So I never really fell asleep. But I paid attention to how many excuses ran through my head. Oh, I can hit it again. I can hit it again. Yeah. I didn't even wait for the alarm to get off. I swung my legs out of that bed, put them on the floor, stood up, and immediately started putting prayers on. As I was making coffee, instead of listening to, I don't know, maybe a news program or something like that on a podcast, I went straight to prayer in the background. Now, I knew I wasn't really praying, because I was doing other things. By the way, try not to pray and multitask, because you're not going to be praying from your heart. You're going to be quote unquote checking the box. I used to do this all the time with the rosary, all the time. So we need to give God our time. And that means our silence, because when we pray, we're supposed to listen. It's not just rattling off the words and then, okay, I'm done. No, God should be talking to you. God should be sending you messages, pinging your heart about something. And that's what a lot of us don't do. When we pray vocal prayer, which is the first of 9 levels of prayer, people, it is like baby prayer. And most of us barely get out of vocal prayer because we do not do it in silence. We do not do it reflectively or in a meditative state. The rosary can be the second level of prayer, which is mental prayer. It's meditation. It's where we think and we allow God to come into our heart. That's what the rosary is, if we meditate. Otherwise, you might as well just kick it right back down to vocal prayer. But all prayer, as the Catechism of the Catholic Church says, should be done with all of our soul, our mind, our heart. Our bodies need to be into it. And I guarantee you, if you're multitasking, you are not paying attention. So I knew that I was going to have to go back and pray all the prayers that I was listening to in the background. But it was pinging me. And I was like, oh, some of the prayers and the words and the verses just got my heart excited about going into prayer with God. And again, what a difference a day makes. But had I gone ahead and snoozed and snoozed and snoozed, maybe it wouldn't have been that way. And then when I got to the readings, which is what I do after I pray all my devotional prayers, there was a massive theme that I want all of us to take to our hearts. Gosh, read Jeremiah 7, 23 through 28. You know what? You're not going to read it. So I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to tell you to do this. And you're going to be like, yeah, I'll get to it. And it won't happen. And if you don't read the daily readings, you're not understanding what I'm saying. So I'm just going to read it. It's not that long. Thus says the Lord, this is what I commanded my people. Listen to my voice. Then I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Walk in all the ways that I command you, so that you may prosper. But they obeyed not, nor did they pay heed. They walked in the hardness of their evil hearts and turned their backs, not their faces, to me. From the day that your fathers left the land of Egypt, even to this day, I have sent you untiringly all my servants, the prophets. Yet they have not obeyed me nor paid heed. They have stiffened their necks and done worse than their fathers. When you speak all these words to them, they will not listen to you either. When you call to them, they will not answer you. Say to them, this is the nation that does not listen to the voice of the Lord its God, or take correction. Faithfulness has disappeared. The word itself is banished from their speech. You know, now that I know what's going on since 2020, now that I see all this evil out there, and I can't not see it. I know that's a double negative. It's impossible for me not to see this anymore. And now I know that people, not all of them, I'm not saying that every person in Hollywood or the music industry or in the tops of corporations or the heads of some of these big institutions are all evil. That's not the case, but many of them are. I just did another video on my YouTube channel about the evil right in our face. We talk about Satan Swift. Do you know who that is? I don't even remember her first name. I just keep calling her Satan Swift. What is her first name? Okay, I literally had to look it up. Taylor Swift. I show how she is so anti-God. These people, the evil ones, and you'll be able to see it as you learn more about how they must show us their symbolization, right? Their symbolization, wrong word. And we can identify it so simply now. If you look in the description box of that video, I have 3 other videos that also show you more of the evil that is right in our face. So check that out. And when I read the word, it hits me differently. They were worse than their fathers. They've banished God's word from their speech. They are the anti-God, right? Christ hasn't come yet because this is the Old Testament, but they are anti-God. And then the beautiful verse before the gospel, even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, for I am gracious and merciful. Even now, think about that. Let that sit in. Even now, you wretched, disgusting sinner, you, me, that's pretty much what he's saying. Even now, even after all that you've done, even all the times that you've turned away from me, and you have done more evil than I've ever thought could be possible. Even now, he says, return to me with your whole heart, for I am gracious and merciful. Today, I'm going to confession after Mass. Why don't you run to confession somewhere? Go to www.masstimes.org, and then you can click the day, and then you can click Mass, Adoration, or Confession. Then search for a parish. It doesn't have to be your own. Go to another one if they have it today or tomorrow. Just do it as fast as you can. Go to their website, please, and look at the bulletin. I just did this a month ago. And I got burned by that. It said that confession was being held and it wasn't. So I drove 45 minutes to go to confession and it wasn't there. So we have to look at the bulletin on the website to make sure that it's the most updated information. And then the gospel. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. So the message all around the readings today is, yeah, there's a lot of evil out there. And sometimes we are those evil people where we stiffen our neck and turn our back, not our faces to God. But even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, for I am gracious and merciful. And I have to tell you, this one verse in the first reading, Jeremiah 7:23-28, walk in all the ways that I command you, command. He doesn't just suggest it, he commands it. And when we go the other way, we are honestly, just turning away from God, so that you may prosper. Prosper. Walk in all the ways that I command you, so that you may prosper. You know, I looked up the word prosper because I'm like, I want to know a little bit more about this word. It means to be fortunate or successful, especially in terms of one's finances, to thrive, to be successful, to succeed, to be fortunate or prosperous, to thrive, to make gain, to grow, or to increase. Who doesn't want to prosper? To make steady progress, be at the high point in one's career, or reach a high point in historical significance or importance. I don't know, that was a silly definition, but I just read it. I want to prosper. I want to grow. I want to be successful in the eyes of God, not in the world's eyes. Let's not think about prosperity in terms of the prosperity gospel, right? We all know who that is. That's Joel Osteen, who does not talk about sin, who does not talk about the punishment of sin, who only talks about God's mercy. And oh, by the way, you are not faithful enough. That's why you don't have a private jet. Oh, can you send me more money? Because the more money that you send to me, the more faithful you're going to be. I mean, it's comical. And there are people, even in my own family, who are listening to this guy. But you know what? In the end, I don't care. If there's some beauty that comes out of Jesus for these people who are in the early, early stages of their journey, that's fine. But God commands us to live in a certain way. And when we don't, we are basically evil. I don't want God to look at me and say, oh, my evil child. Because when I'm turning away from him, I'm now Satan's child. Especially when I commit mortal sin. Regardless of whether you're committing mortal sin or not, you may be abusing your body. You may be abusing relationships. You may be not charitable, not loving. Remember, the two greatest commandments: keep God the center of your life. He is your one and only God. And that means you've got to give him your time, which is your currency with him. You've got to be silent with him, and you have got to do what he commands. And we can't do it if we don't have that relationship with him and that prayer time. And we humbly ask him into our lives every single day. It's a daily commitment. Because the second commandment is to love ourselves and love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And a lot of us don't love ourselves. A lot of us don't think that we can make these changes. A lot of us think that we're stuck in our sins and our thoughts and our words and our deeds, and that is not true. Let me be the biggest example of that. And God can be in your heart and change it just like he did me. So let me tell you what he did last night. I join Father James Parker, his YouTube channel. I think I said Jim Parker, my apologies. It's F-R, as in father, James Parker. He has a live Divine Mercy Chaplet at 3 o'clock. It's 15 minutes. But his Rosary Family Group and Evening Prayer starts at 8 o'clock Central. And it pretty much goes until about 9:15 if you want to stay. If you just want to pray the rosary with a bunch of people, which is beautiful, and it gives you that indulgence. I mentioned indulgences yesterday. Stay tuned. We'll talk a little bit about indulgences too with Alvaro. I've realized I've been saying his name wrong. Alvaro did a quick little video for me, and when he said his own name, I realized I was saying Alvaro. And it's Alvaro, and he's such a sweet man. He never corrected me, which I think is adorable. He is sweet. It's interesting to call a man sweet, but he is. Okay, so back to last night. I was kind of multitasking, which isn't good. I just told you not to do that. Why am I telling you? Because I'm learning myself. Wait a minute. this is time that I need to give to God. So I had my laptop open in front of me, and I was kind of paying attention, kind of not paying attention. And then he went into a prayer for healing family sins. He didn't say generational spirits, so I don't think it was a generational spirits healing kind of prayer. I'm not exactly sure. I'm going to have to ask him to send that to me. And it piqued my interest. I said, oh, I got to listen to this. And then he started praying, and I was overcome by the sensation that I know is God. And it was like, it was almost as if God was like, pay attention. And then I had that paralyzation, that numbness. I mean, my jaw was gone. I couldn't pray, couldn't say anything. And I was like, oh my goodness, I am being healed. I don't know from what. In my opinion, I think it was alcohol. I know I've had alcoholism in my family for generations and generations. I've also had some adultery in my family, at least from my direct family. And I know that I suffered from that, but I don't believe that that's anything that I'm dealing with now at all. I mean, I'm not even thinking about another man. I do not want anyone but Jesus. I have given my life to him. So I was amazed at what was happening, and I knew that he was healing again. I don't know what, but I sent a note to Father Parker saying, this is what happened, praise God. And then I just cried, even this morning. How beautiful it was. There have been some people on my YouTube channel that want me to do something like that. I don't know if that's what God wants me to do. It's a big commitment every single day at 8 o'clock, every single day at 3 o'clock. And he is so beautiful. He is so holy that I don't know if that's something that I will do. Maybe I'll do it like down the line, but I don't know. I'll pray over it, and I appreciate all of you asking me to do something like that, because you've all said, not you all, but the people that have made the comment said that you just have a very soothing voice. I don't know. Praise God, because he gave it to me. All right. We want to prosper in life, and the way to do that is to do his commands, right? Let's live the way that he told us, because it's for our good. Don't let the lies of Satan convince you that the way that you're living is okay, especially if you're doing things that are against what he would do. Is Jesus swearing like a sailor? Is Jesus yelling and screaming at his kids or even people in the highway in their cars? Is Jesus very short in his temper with his apostles? We talked about justified anger. Yes, he did have it, but that was very rare. Did Jesus speak truth and not be afraid of what anybody said or did about him, around him, or to him? Did Jesus also love and respect people by his witness? That's why people were following him. He had crowds and crowds of people. And he also tells us in the readings today that if we do not, hang on, let me go back to here. Whoever is not with me is against me. I don't want to be against him. And whomever does not gather with me scatters. So if you're not gathering people to Jesus by your life or through your words and your deeds, you're scattering yourself and them. Scattering them all away, just like most of the apostles did at the crucifixion. They scattered, with the exception of St. John, Mary Magdalene, Mary of Clopius, however you say his name, and a few others. Let's be at the foot of the cross with Jesus, loving him and asking him to come into our lives to help change our hearts and our minds. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us our heart. Oh my God. That is filled with your love, your truth, your kindness, your generosity. Our hearts are stones, they're rocks, they're so hardened. Our necks are stiff. We turn away from you instead of turning toward you. The only way that we're going to be better is if we humbly come to you and ask you into our hearts so that you can fill it and you can change our desires and that we can love like you love. Because we do not want to be against you. We want to gather with you, not scatter. And we can't do it without you. So we ask the Holy Spirit in us, the Holy Spirit's beloved spouse, Mary, all you holy angels and saints, all you souls in purgatory, to please help us, and our guardian angel, guide us, lead us, enlighten our hearts and souls to do what you command so that we can prosper in life and be filled with your joy, not the fleeting happiness of the stuff here on earth, which leaves us empty. Lord, we now pray for all of the souls in purgatory that you bring them into your kingdom. They want to be with you so badly. And we pray for those by name right now. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In your holy name, Jesus, we pray, please help us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Wow. All right, I had to stop and start a lot. I hope it didn't go click, 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 click. Technology. All righty. Gosh, I love you all so much. I can't even tell you how great it is to walk with you, how I just see God in our lives, all of us, if you're listening. And I hope that you do too. I hope that you are walking in trust and with confidence that he is going to help you, not only during this Lenten journey, but from here on out. He's always there with us. It's us who turns our back. It's us who have the stiff neck. It's us who are evil. Jesus is always there. Even now, says the Lord. Turn to me, return to me with all of your heart, for I am gracious and merciful. Get to confession. Alrighty, I love you all so much. Find something more with God, soul, mind, and body, and have a blessed and inspired day.